Hi, this is Tom Rotolo, founder of CityQuake. Welcome to our podcast where we feature messages that will change your life. I believe that Christians around the world are way overfed with teaching and way underactivated. What do I mean by that? We don't put that teaching to practice in our everyday life, and it actually makes us worse off. We know biblical truth, but it has not actually transformed our life. Well, I've chosen messages for these podcasts that will inspire you and challenge you to live out your identity as a believer filled with the Spirit of God. It's time to not just fill seats at church anymore. It's time to see our cities transformed for the kingdom of God. Get ready to be activated.
But just a short version right here up front of Kingdom Business Network is that I've been praying for years, Lord, how do we do something? How do we make Jesus Lord in the workplace? And so over the last few months, I've gathered, there's been about 13, I call them advisory team members. You're going to be meeting them sooner or later here. And hold on, John, I just realized you're kind of pinned on it. So I'll get me on here. All right. Anyway, sorry, we had John on there. So for the last like 5-6 years, I've been wanting to do this, and it's finally come together, have a good team of like 13 advisory team members. We're going to grow that to probably 20-25. And I believe that God's going to use this significantly. So thank you for joining. I'm just going to open in prayer. Jesus, thank you so much for every single person on this call. Thank you for how you are working in the business world, in the workplace. Lord, you want to be Lord there in the workplace. And I thank you for just this vision that you've given me, Lord, now coming about on this call. Thank you for every single person joining. Pray that they're blessed wherever they are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Great, great. Amen. All right, so still letting people hop on here. Well, again, welcome. Let me give you a bit of my background. Tom Rotolo, I'm going to do a really quick, normally I take a much more time, but really today, and really this Kingdom Business Network is really not about me, because honestly, I've done some work in the secular realm, in the business realm, but not a lot. And so I feel like that I'm kind of just the one to start this, to kind of get it going. But there's other people that I believe are much more experienced in this area than I am. I have some vision. I have some heart. I think I have some ideas pastorally, but I believe it's really going to be you all that are going to be taking this and taking it to a whole nother level. But let me give you my background. So I was saved 42 years ago at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I on fire from the day I accepted Jesus as my Savior, and was in love with the Lord, in love with sharing this amazing gospel, and I wanted as many people to know it as possible. My whole life has really been a search of how do we do it better? How do we especially impact people that don't want to hear? They don't want to hear our message about Jesus. How do we impact them? And so I can maybe some other day I'll share with you more about that, my background and that whole search and how it came about. But for today, I pastored for 18 years. I started and ran a Christian counseling center in Connecticut that became one of the largest in New England. Did that from like late 80s all the way through into 2000. And then end up working with a guy named Randy Clark, who's an international evangelist and healing evangelist. Worked with him, traveled with him around the world for about 7 years, from 2000 to 2007. But then started this thing called Power and Love. I don't know how many of you have heard of Power and Love, but basically that was a 4-day of equipping event that helped people to become what I call activated in the Christian life, to make it them to live a lifestyle of love and power everywhere they went. So that when they went into a Starbucks, they were in a grocery store, they were on an airplane, they would be able to be confident that if they stepped out towards somebody in love, that God was going to show up with healing, to bring healing, to bring revelation, to bring something where God would open up a heart that might be even blocked, that might be not wanting to hear this amazing gospel of Jesus, but open them up and making them want to know more. So anyway, that's a really quick nugget version of my history. Last year, I started CityQuake. Oh, by the way, we did 116 of these Power and Love four-day events around the world between 2008 and 2019. And they were amazing because we saw thousands, actually tens of thousands of people around the world getting equipped, getting on fire, realizing that how they their Christian life is not just sitting in a pew, not just sitting in a church seat, going to meetings, getting excited about Jesus, but then nothing happening, seeing no fruit in their everyday life. But now they see fruit in their everyday life, and they realize that bringing this gospel message to folks is an amazing privilege, and that God really can back them up, and that we can all walk in the gifts of the Spirit. So that's, again, really nugget version. Started CityQuake last year, which is a part two, really, to Power and Love. So with CityQuake, this Kingdom Business Network is like a division, an arm of CityQuake. And I, like I said, I'm going to be introducing to you to some of the folks that are involved in this in just a little bit. They're going to be sharing. Let me just tell you what Kingdom Business Network is really about. And then I'm really going to turn it over to some of these other guys that have been helping me on this. In 2007, I'm going to jump back real quick to 2007, when the Lord gave me a plan to activate the body of Christ in power evangelism. That's where power started. It was very simple, and yet there's been fruit. I believe that the Lord, 5 years ago, started giving me the plan for Kingdom Business Network. It's a plan... with Power and Love, it was a plan to unplug, I call it uncork the bottleneck in the body of Christ. And that's what's happened. I've seen it happen. Well, I believe that Kingdom Business Network is going to unplug a bottleneck in the body of Christ. And that is Christians in the workplace who, it's such a tendency in Christianity, such a tendency. I don't blame anybody, but it happens. Where people go to work, leave Jesus at the door, go into work, do their work, do a good job, do it as unto the Lord, but then they go out of the door, pick up Jesus on the way out, maybe worship on the way home, maybe listen to a good message on the way home, go to church meeting, but Jesus is really not Lord in the workplace. Well, that's what the bottleneck is, I believe, and I believe Jesus wants to use Kingdom Business Network to unplug this bottleneck, where we realize that we can bring Jesus, we can really live a spirit-filled life of power, of love, of amazing fruitfulness at work, where people are actually coming to the Lord, we're discipling them, and some might happen at work, some might happen after work, but or at lunchtime or lunch breaks or whatever, but that there can be fruitfulness in the workplace. I know I've heard of many Christian business ministries out there. We are not trying to replicate. I've just not heard of many that are doing this. Many of them are doing amazing things. They're helping Christians create a Christian environment, biblical principles of business, finance, employee-employer relationship from a biblical perspective, efficiency, communication, workplace mediation, all those kinds of things are happening and are really good things that are out there already. I'm not trying to recreate the wheel, but this is the focus. It's making Jesus Lord and having a spirit-filled life at work. And the way I believe that's going to happen, the way I believe that's going to get uncorked is as we hear from those who are actually living it out, those who have done it before, those who are still doing it. And for this call, I have three people. I hope we can get to all three of them. On this, let me give you the outline for this call. So we are going to be sharing a little bit. I'm going to be getting these guys to share in about 25 minutes or so. We're going to be dividing up. We're going to do some breakout sessions, which Zoom allows us to do. And we're going to be creating these breakout sessions. And then you will all be in a group of 4, 5, 6 people. You'll have a moderator, which is one of our advisory team members will be your moderator. And you guys will share a little bit about yourselves and about what where you're at in life and how possibly Kingdom Business Network could be helpful for you. So with that said, I'm going to go right on. I think, John, I would love for you to share first. This is John Sirachek from Rhode Island, just outside of Providence. What town do you actually live in, John?
I'm in a place called Coventry, Rhode Island. Have you heard of Rhode Island?
Gotcha. I grew up in Connecticut, so I've heard of Rhode Island. Pretty small state, I think. It's probably, I think it's probably about the size of the Dallas-Fort Worth area that I live in right now, right?
Yeah, so. yeah. It's a lot of sleepy Christians in Rhode Island, man. But we're going to change that, Tom. We're going to change that. Guys, I am so
John, tell us, share with us a little bit about your story.
First of all, can you guys see my shirt? Can you see what that says? You got to look at my shirt.
Oh, I got to put you on. I got to put you on.
Put me on.
Pin you there. All right, there you go.
Let me pin. That's okay. So if you look at my shirt, now that's Jesus, and he's sitting around with all these superheroes, and he says, "This is how I change the world." And guys, that's what we're going to do. We are going to change the world. And I'm telling you, man, I'm just so excited. I have prayed for 15 years for this moment to see your faces on here. And Tom put, God put Tom in my life. And I'm just so excited to tell you. So I am living this thing, right? So God has given me this gift of evangelism. And sometimes I don't want it because it never stops. I just have this overwhelming desire to share my story and give God the glory. And what's beautiful about sharing my story is I don't have to be a Bible teacher or a preacher or a pastor or a bishop. I have a story. God changed my life. And you can argue scripture. You can argue the denomination that I serve, but you can't argue that God took me from the depths of H-E-double-L and look at me now. And, you know, and I've had the smile on my face for 15 years. I tell people Jesus turned my frown upside down, you know, and I can't wipe it off, man. So I own and operate a national business. We've got about 40 employees and we are an executive search company. We help CEOs and executives find new employment. About 15 years ago, we decided to bring Jesus in. Like Tom said, Jesus was for Sunday, you know. And somebody said to me once, is Jesus your spare tire or your steering wheel, right? And I thought about that, you know. And we brought him into the business. And the way we brought Jesus into our business is about 9 years ago, we sent out 8,000 Christmas cards. We have over 30,000 people in our email address book. We sent 8,000 Christmas cards, and it said Merry Christmas right across the front. Not Happy Holidays, not season greetings. And I had my favorite scripture, John 14:27, across the bottom. And guys, we got all kinds of crazy feedback. We got things from people, you're not supposed to mix Jesus with business. Keep your religion out of it. Then we started to put Bible scriptures on our website. And everybody in my business told me, don't do that. You're going to scare people away. You know, you're over the top with this Christianity, John. You've got to walk that middle road. Did you guys know there's a middle road? There's the high road that leads to life and the low road that leads to death. But there's a lot of Christians on the middle road. You know, I'll do some good things for Jesus. I'll go to church on Sunday. But we brought Jesus into this business, and let me tell you what happened. Are you ready? My business crashed. Guys, we went into a 3-year drought. At the end of 3 years, I could barely make payroll. And my company, my COO and my CFO and my wife, that's my CFO, she's the chief female officer, right? But she... She said to me, John, you're scaring away the Muslims. She said, you're so over the top about Jesus. What about the Buddhist? What about the atheist, the agnostic? What about all these people that are calling and saying, they just feel like you're a church, and you're not a church, John. You're an executive search company. And they were all convinced that that was the death of our business. So here's what they told me I could do. They said, listen, you crazy Jesus freak. They said, John, you can take Jesus, okay? And you can put him in his box on the website. We'll make a little place for him, but he doesn't have to be on the homepage. And you know what I did? God forgive me, I did it. I chickened out. Guys, I could barely make payroll after 3 years. About 2 weeks into that, the Lord convicted me in such a severe way that I put the old website back, put everything right back, Bible scriptures, more Bible scriptures. If you went to my website, you wouldn't know if it was a church or an executive search firm. But then what happened is God sent somebody here, and I'm going to give you the very short version of this, but a man came in. I found this, I hired this man to take over my sales team. I found him in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, because I'm 12 years sober this year myself, and I love AA. It's a great ministry, great place to share the gospel. But he came in, and just like that, God has turned this thing around. And our business has never grown so fast. I have not had one person quit this company since I brought Jesus in. There was a time I could not keep a secretary for more than 2 years because I was such a jerk. You know, it was my way or the highway. I was master of the universe. Guys, I wish I could take what was here. I don't have the time to do it now. But if you could see what Jesus Christ has done in my business in the real world, when people told me it couldn't be done, you're going to lose customers, you're going to lose clients, because you can't bring Jesus in the workplace. You're going to get sued. That's what they told me. Let me tell you something, guys. The Holy Spirit is bigger than your corporate politics, your corporate protocol. The Holy Spirit is bigger than your boss. Now, listen, I'm not telling you to go to church. I'm not telling you to go to work tomorrow and get up on your desk and preach the gospel of John. But what I am saying is, little by slow, the Lord is going to guide you, and you're going to bring Jesus into your place of business. And I'm telling you, he will change one thing, and that is everything. And that's my short version. Amen. Can't hear you, Tom.
Sorry about that. Thanks, John. So thank you, John. You're one of the founding members there of that advisory team. And just love your heart. We want to hear more. When we're going to hear from more of each of these guys. I'm going to move right on to Gary Osborne down there in San Marcos, San Antonio area of Texas, for those that don't know Texas very well. Go ahead. And Gary, share a little bit about yourself with us. We can't hear you. I'm trying to unmute you, Gary. See if you can unmute yourself. That is not working.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Got you there, Gary.
Thank you, Tom. Actually, I'm in the New Braunfels area of is the city there in Texas.
Okay.
My story is I got saved when I was 26 years old in the floorboard of a car. I'd gone to church all of my life, but I actually didn't know Jesus at all. In fact, I was religious, but I didn't know the saving grace of God at all. But after having experienced the forgiveness of God and experienced meeting Jesus face to face in the floorboard of a car, everything changed. And so for the next 4 or 5 years, I really had to determine, do I go into full-time ministry or do I stay in the secular world of business? I love business, and I still love business. And so I had a battle kind of on my hands about that. And one morning I woke up and I was talking to the Lord, and it just very clearly, the Lord said, I want you to stop talking to me about this. And I want you to go out and do what I created you to do. And that is do business, do it well. And I want you to bring the church into the marketplace. That's what you're, what I've created you to do, and that's what I want you to go do. So that's what I've spent my life doing, is bringing the church into the marketplace. I've actually either founded or co-founded three different companies in my career. The last company that I founded is a company called Caltex Protective Coatings. And we started that company in 1981. And I co-founded that company. The company today does anywhere from 80 to 90 million in annual revenue. We have about 120 employees. In 2004, we actually became an ESOP, which is an employee stock option program. So we became employee-owned. And at that point, we really, as John said, we really brought Jesus into the business. And one of the things that we learned about that is our goal was to break down the walls of the barriers between church, home, community, and work. We wanted it to feel the same. When people walked in the door, we wanted them to feel like that they didn't leave their home to come to work. It feels like home. They didn't leave their church to come to work. It feels like church. And, you know, we had executives from, our business was actually, and still is, manufacturing and creating programs for the automotive industry. We do business with people like Ford Motor Company, BMW, Zurich Automotive, people like Group One Automotive. And when you have executives from those Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 companies walk in the door and they say, I've never been in a place like this where the people that I meet, they're different. They want to be here. They enjoy working here. They feel like they're part of a family here. Then you know that you've accomplished that goal of breaking down those barriers or those walls. And just to give you a couple of examples, when we onboard people, one of the things that we would say to them is that we know you're going to have issues when you work here, and you're going to have issues at home that you bring into the workplace. Whatever it is you're going through, sometimes you know we're not going to be able to fix those issues for you. But one thing that will guarantee you is that you're not going to go through those things alone. And the reason that we know that is because when God created the universe, and when he created man, and when he did creation, the one thing that he was disappointed about in his own creation was that man was alone. That was the first thing God was disappointed about, his own creation. So it's important to God that man is not alone. And if it's that important to God that he would make a companion for man, then it's important to us that man is not alone, or mankind, whether male or female. And so we made sure that when people went through things, they didn't go through it alone. Somebody was in the hospital, in ICU, and they had to stay there. We made sure that somebody was sent there to stay with them. And we paid that person to do that. If somebody had cancer and they had to actually go for chemo, we made sure that someone took them for the chemo and then took them home and came back to work. And we paid them to do that. So this is about making sure that people don't go through things alone. And by that, they see, you know, what the love of Christ looks like in the body. And we, our first priority was our employees, our people, not our customers. because if we can do a good job of making our employees number one, then we show them what it should look like to make our customers number one. And if they get that picture, they'll automatically do that. One short story is our number one salesperson in the country was a lady out of Boston, and she said she was a Buddhist. And so she reported to me, and she would often say, you know, walk me off the cliff or off the ledge. She called one morning, very upset because her dad had died and he was Catholic. And she was trying to get the service put together. And she was crying because the priest at the Catholic Church didn't know the two songs that her dad wanted sung at his funeral. And she was having a hard time communicating with him. And I said, well, look, I play guitar and we have another guy here that plays guitar and we know those songs. So why don't we just fly up there and do those songs for your dad's funeral? And she said, you'd really do that for me? I mean, really? And I said, absolutely. And so we flew to Boston, did the songs for her dad's funeral. And, you know, it just spoke of, you know, whether you're Buddhist or whatever you are, we're gonna love you like Christ loves the church. And she got it. So it's all about how you love people and how you make a family out of it. I'll end on this note. Recently, this year in May, the company sold to a private equity firm. And because we're employee-owned, we had 35 employees that day that we sold that became either millionaires or multimillionaires. And we had another 32 employees that had between $500,000 and $1 million deposited in their account that day. So that's just, I'm at a high level, that's kind of my story, but it can work. We saw people saved. We saw marriages saved. You can do it, but you can't do it walking the middle of the road, as John said. You have to do it in a bold way that says, this is who we are and this is what we stand for. Back to you, Tom.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. I'm going to, again, for today, I want you to just hear kind of a collage of some different folks that I know I've been blessed by hearing their story. We have one more and then we're going to, so Bob, you're going to have about that 5-7 minutes, Bob. But I know we're going to have you share a little bit more some other time, but, Bob Bray out there in San Diego, Bob, take it away.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Tom and Gary and John. And everything I say today, I want to give the glory to God. So grateful for what the Lord's done in my life and continues to do in my life. And it is a process. And I think what I want to say above everything else is that what I've learned is every time we step out in faith, God is a rewarder of faith. Every time I step out with the prompting of the Holy Spirit, God meets me there. We see signs and wonders everywhere.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second. But I grew up in the church. I think I was born into the church. My dad's a evangelist, missionary. Has traveled to 99 countries preaching the gospel. But growing up in that environment, I had a head knowledge, and that's a big difference than a heart knowledge. And so I'm not going to go through the whole journey, but hit a rough patch in my life, which everybody does. And eventually got into a spirit-filled church in 2016, went through a freedom program. They had a retreat. It was a day and a half event, a lot of prayer, a lot of worship. And I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that was the game changer for me. And from that point on, it was like I had 4K glasses on. And just this desire to read God's word and everywhere I go to represent him and be a reflection of his glory. And it really is a story of his power being made perfect in my weakness. And what I want to get across to everybody today is if I can do it, anybody can do it. So I wanted to highlight one story. I got this great job in 2016. It was with a guy that I went to college with at San Diego State University. His name's Mike, and I started there. And just God put it upon my heart as I was praying in the Spirit to start praying for him. And I had asked God, can I bring one person into the kingdom? Can I bring one person to the kingdom? And he highlighted Mike. And I remember just wrestling with God, like, I know you created the universe. I know you've done all these things. I believe every story, but not Mike. He's Muslim. He's married to a Muslim. He's converted. It's impossible. It'll never happen. But I started to pray. And at that point, our conversation started to shift and things changed. And I know I don't have a lot of time, so I won't go into all the details, but it was just an amazing transformation. And I remember being in the shower and the Holy Spirit confirmed to me. He said, Mike's now a believer. He's accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior. And the transformation that's taken place in his life is unbelievable. The blessing upon a new believer, the change in the marketplace, the place that we can bring not just God into the business, but into the marketplace, into the town square, everywhere we go. You know, John, the reason I'm on this call is because the Holy Spirit prompted me. He said, type in San Diego executive job search because I'm looking for a job. And I did it. And that's how I found John. His company came to the top 3,000 miles away. Came to the top, and I looked at it, and right there was a guy that I could see loved Jesus. I reached out to him, and we've been praying together and talking to each other and encouraging each other for 9 months now. That's why I'm on this call, because I listen to the Holy Spirit. So I encourage everybody today that nothing is impossible. If I can do it, I have so many more stories I'll share along the way, but I'm grateful that you've all joined and taken that first step to listen to our testimonies. And there's so many more about how we can bring God into the marketplace.
And that's really the plan, because I really believe the thing that's going to uncork people in their job, whether it's McDonald's or Walmart or executive over, God has called every one of us to labor, to work as unto him. And when we do that, we are a witness. The main reason we're at work, the secondary reason is to do the work unto him. The main reason is to represent him there at work. And we want to, I believe that by sharing testimonies, it's going to inspire, it's going to challenge, it's going to business people make that workplace an exciting environment of God. How are you going to use me today to impact lives?
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast today. If this message has impacted your life, we invite you to check out cityquake.org. Just so you know, our policy here at CityQuake is to offer messages like this one for no charge. Why is that? We want to bless as many people as possible. Would you consider sewing into CityQuake today to help us get these messages out to even more folks out there? Also on the CityQuake website, you'll be able to find links to testimonies of what God has done out there in the streets, and also find out our CityQuake schedule. That's cityquake.org. Until next time.